The Unseen Owl. Out of the blue came the hoot of an owl. Sometimes this happens to me in my backyard. Sometimes in my neighborhood. Sometimes I think it follows me. It was a very pleasant surprise. Three long, slow, low hoots. A pause, and then a repeated. A pause again, and then a repeated again. It calls up in me the feeling of the deep woods, where there are wise animals, knowing old, huge oaks, and the feel of soft, moist dirt underfoot. The woods are alive with a mystery and quiet surprise. At any moment, there could appear a deer, a chipmunk, or a giant black crow. But what overrides everything is the mood of the woods, this feeling of deep belonging, where trees seem to talk and a presence hangs in the air. It seems to understand that I am there, and so it interacts with me. I was reading about the great illustrators of the children's books of the 19th century, like Ernest Shepherd, who illustrated Winnie the Pooh, and Beatrix Potter, who wrote and illustrated Peter Rabbit. They had a great reverence for the woods, a knowing of the woods. And it shows in the charm and the appeal of their work. You could tell they lived what they had drawn. Thank you, owl, for hooting. You reminded me of a very happy place.